Now, Easter might be the sweetest holiday around, but do you really know where one of its most popular mascots, that's right, you guessed it, the Easter Bunny, has come from? And where do eggs and chocolate fit into the picture? This morning, I'm lucky enough to be joined on the line by Carol Kuzak, a professor of religious studies at the University of Sydney. Hey, Carol, how are you?
Really good. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for taking the time to join the show. Just to kick it off, when did we first see the Easter Bunny appear? When did that all happen?
Well, that is really interesting. The first mention was in a book by a professor of medicine at Heidelberg in Germany, and it was in 1722, so that's quite recent, really. And he talked about an Easter hare, not a bunny.
Oh, interesting. And, I mean, I think it's obviously eggs and chocolate are intertwined with Easter and the Easter Bunny. How did they come into the picture? Are they linked to the rabbits at all?
Yes, they are. Look, it's important to kind of get back a little bit and say, well, Easter's a Christian festival and it celebrates the resurrection of Jesus, and it takes place in the Northern Hemisphere on the first Sunday after the first full moon, after the spring equinox. So it's like a spring ritual associated with like renewal and growth and those sorts of things. So when you think about the Easter hare, the German folklore that this particular doctor, who was called Georg Frank von Frankenau, what he noticed was that there was a folklore about either that hares laid eggs or that they left coloured eggs for children to find in Easter egg hunts. So obviously hares don't lay eggs, but they are associated, just like rabbits, with very rapid procreation, which is a sign of new life, so on and so forth. Mm. And it also indicates that by the 18th century, people were doing Easter egg hunting, but with the hard-boiled eggs that had been painted.
Okay, interesting. And, yeah, what are some of the other symbols of, I guess, resurrection and new life we see around Easter? Are
there any? Well, I think eggs and rabbits are the two primary symbols. But if you're interested in kind of local adaptations, obviously in Australia we have the promotion of the Easter bilby, which began, I'm not 100% sure, but maybe 20 years ago, when people kind of realised that rabbits had been a huge problem for Australia, you know, introduced species that ended up kind of getting out of control. And the bilby was like an endangered species and very cute. And so Australian chocolatiers make Easter bilbies, and we can get Easter cards with bilbies on them as well. So we've got our own kind of local take on Easter here too.
Yeah, interesting. And I mean, okay, onto like the most important question of all, I think, Carolyn, something the listeners all probably want to know. What's your favourite Easter chocolate? It's something we've been debating throughout the show. Do you have a favourite?
Actually, probably I don't really. But the most common one that turns up amongst my family members are the Lindt bunnies. And I like
great
the dark chocolate.
Oh, you're like a dark chocolate person?
Dark chocolate one myself, yeah, definitely. Even though you could argue that the brown ribbon is not as pretty as the red ribbon, which is on the milk chocolate ones.
True, true. Well, hey, Carol, I've got to say a big thanks for taking the time to join the show and shedding light, interesting insight into the origins of the Easter Bunny. Thank you very much.
That's okay. Thank you, Oscar.
See you
Bye.
Later. That was Carol Kuzak there, Professor of Religious Studies at the University of Sydney, unwrapping the origins of the Easter Bunny. And there you go. You heard it there. Lindt. Dark chocolate. Interesting.